We would like to take a few moments and speak to you about false virtue. False virtue is something that afflicts many people, but it afflicts women especially. And when you are restoring yourself, you want to make sure that, what did you say, you clean out the closet before you hang up new powers and new levels of creativity, new ability to love. You want to make sure that you have cleared the closet of all of the false virtues. And what are those about? Well, for women, of course, they are about people-pleasing. Very many of them are about the different ways one can give oneself away. And that could be a whole section of the closet when you are cleaning out, but you nonetheless want to clean it out. They are valuing what someone else wants more than what you want. That one is particularly challenged because what you have been taught is that a good woman does not care what she wants or needs. She cares only what someone else wants or needs. So it is similar to people pleasing, but it has some stronger ties to it, you might say. So when we are looking at cleaning out the closet, let us remember that you want a life that is not in conflict with itself. This is an extremely important thing to know. There is a thing in your scripture that says a man cannot, and that would be a woman too, of course, cannot serve two masters. You must choose which energy you are going to live in. You must choose the set of beliefs that you are going to espouse as you walk your path, as you create your life. And what we find is that if we do not clean out the old closet, we may find ourselves trying to build a vibrant, powerful life that is slowed down by these faulty virtues. And because they haven't been given such nice names, because we even have been encouraged to see them as virtues, because of many, many things, we now have to come to grips with the fact that they can actually hurt us. These things which people love us for and we have been told are good are very often at cross purposes with who we are, with our own power, with our own creativity and our own connection to the universe. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about some of the, shall we say, some of the tendrils of these competing forces in life, because to be who you really are, you need to be free of them. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Be aware that the light of your spirit is burning in your heart and illuminating your heart center, so that as you go in, you see the beauty and the power of who you really are. And open the crown and let the universe send beautiful golden light down through your third eye and your throat, and shine on your heart center, on your garden, in its beauty. Feel the golden light flow down through your solar plexus, your second center, and your root. Go back into your garden now and see that there is a place where there's water for you to drink. Drink that water and refresh yourself, your spirit. And drink as much water as you want, knowing that the universe is the unending source of what you want and what you need. Now see that in your garden there is a pond of water, and it is the pond that releases. And allow yourself to move yourself into that water and to float in that water. And feel that the water in that pond is washing away any belief cycles, anything you might judge in yourself or others, anything that might make your path hard or difficult to see. And simply relax in the water. And feel it coming over you like a bath of great energy. Filling you and releasing you at the same time. And when you come out of the water, see that there is a figure of light with a white robe to surround you, to protect you, to warm you. And the robe is made of the energy that you really are. So as you breathe, the energy of the robe becomes a part of you. And the being that walks with you holds for you all the love of the universe and the wisdom and the protection. and come to a field of light in your heart. And know that it is your light, the light that guides you, the light that fills you and protects you and makes you wise. And in that field, find that there is a gift. And gather in that gift, resting the mind, know the gift. Now feel the blessing of this light being who is with you in your heart and in your life. Feel the connection and know that whenever you need someone, this being will be with you. And see your heart growing and becoming more beautiful with every breath that you take. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes. Mm-hmm.